The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, contrary to the Biden administration's narrative, things continue to devolve there in Afghanistan, and not just Kabul, but all over the country. And there are some Afghanis pushing back, by the way, so don't think they all just laid down. You have a lot of interesting folks there in that country, and that story is not over, but we will see what happens when the president is appearing to be led around by the Taliban, who's telling him, you know, you have to stick to your original date of August 31st. And after that, you need to be out of here. You need to be done. So does Joe Biden now take orders or suggestions, whatever you want to call them, from the Taliban in Afghanistan? I mean, who knows? We're in the land of bizarro world and in a very dark world and getting darker. So I've been talking to several friends that are actually doing things involved with what's going on over there, trying to rescue Americans and America's allies over there without much help from the Biden administration. There's issues between the State Department and the Department of Defense. And in that realm, I've been thinking through and reaching out to people that I know that have spent time over there in that section of the world doing the Lord's work. And one of those is an old friend of the program who's been just doing amazing things for the Lord after coming through a very difficult childhood, and God has allowed him to build an incredible ministry. And he's been on the streets out there in the Middle East and those nasty countries. One of the last times Victor Marks was on the show, he and another friend of mine were about 30 minutes outside of, I think, Mosul in Iraq, and they had rescued a three-year-old girl off the street, probably under fire from ISIS. So when we talked to Victor Marks, this is somebody that spent plenty of time over there doing very difficult things, heroic things, but all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so our good friend Victor Marks, welcome back, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Steve. Good to be here. Appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. You as well. Did you ever think that we would see what's going on in Afghanistan today, Victor? I want to ask you that. And then tell people just a little bit about, as much as you can, a little bit about your experience over there, because I want to get your firsthand impression of what's happening. Tell us about the Taliban, what ISIS is like, what these people are like, and help us to think well and accurately and honestly as Christians.
Well, I appreciate how informed you are with the correct messaging and narrative versus assumptions,
because yeah,
that's one of the biggest problems is assumptions made instead of facts. And you know, we actually have teams in place on the ground. We've been working this week. It was an operation to rescue a family of eight, and I'm so happy to say just yesterday morning they got green lighted. We cleared them, and they're in a safe place. And that was a very tenuous mission because things, I mean, it was easier to do work against ISIS in Mosul, recovering people, helping people, than it is currently in the Kabul area and others. So it's completely out of control. I love your lead-in where you said the State Department is they're doing stuff they shouldn't. Let's just talk right about what is the biggest solution. The only solution to get all of the Americans out and our allies is a NEO, a non-combative evacuation operation. And they're done by trained military, and we've done them plenty over the years, both for situations like this and then also for environmental issues. I'm telling you that Biden needs to move the control and authority of the NEO from the State Department that are failing miserably and move it back to the Department of Defense, the DOD, and let them do their job. We can listen. Our guys are sitting inside Camp Sullivan or the airport, both places, watching helicopters leave, cross over the wire, and pick up their citizens and bring them back. And that's the French and the Brits and Americans are sitting there on their hands dying. Believe me, the morale is so low because they're not allowed to do what they are trained to do and can do. And I'll tell your listeners, the Taliban, they don't want a direct, they don't want direct action with us. They just want us out of the country. But every hour that passes, every day that increases without us taking action to get people out, I'm telling you, it emboldens them, and we're going to be in a worse hurt lock than we are already.
Yeah, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, just today or yesterday, Victor, said, quote, "I think it's irresponsible to say that Americans are stranded. They are not." And so they're going, what? What world are you living in, Ms. Psaki?
They're complete,
because
they're completely stranded. I listened to Joe Biden say Americans can travel from wherever they are to the airport, do the checkpoints, and the Taliban will let them through. Let me tell you what, that is absolutely nonsense, and it's not
true.
Some that have tried got pulled out, beaten, passports taken. They're not going to kill or kidnap them, but it's not happening. And an order was given to stay in shelter. Stop movement. They sent people home because the gates are closed. And this is what people may not understand. I'm just giving your audience, you know, insight from the inside. There's about 18,000 Afghans, you know, our allies with SIDs, children, inside the airport area, but they're being held in a cage because they can't control them. When planes land, they were rushing them to get through. It's hysteria. So now they've contained them. It's the only thing they can do. And you can't let any more people in until these people are gone. It's all log jammed, and people are dying, even on the inside. People are dying in the cage. There's very little water. There's no bathrooms. And people are just dying of just the sheer heat and dehydration.
Yeah.
And our troops are suffering as well because they're so limited on what they can do. Everyone listening, we've started a campaign called Hashtag Neo Now. Hashtag Neo Now. You should make that and put it on your social media so that people start to go, what is the Neo Now? And again, it's to create this groundswell of pressure against administrations to have them move. All of this can be remedied very quickly. Believe me, our heroes are popping over.
Yeah. Oh, man. Victor, I'm going to put you on hold. We're up against the break. We're talking to Victor Marks. Victor, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. Talking to Victor Marks. VictorMarks.com to be supportive of his ministry because, like he said, they're active bringing people out, rescuing people while the government's doing almost nothing. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. No messing around this week. We don't live in those days anymore where we can throw a lot of humor around. Can you bring, there you go. And we're talking to Victor Marks. VictorMarks.com is the website. Victor does all kinds of things. It's a family affair, an incredible ministry, really ministering to, it's all things possible ministries. You can find it at VictorMarks.com. We exist to identify, interrupt, and restore those affected by trauma. And they've seen a lot of it. They've engaged a lot of it. They've rescued people. And that's why we're just thrilled to have Victor with us on the air for a couple of segments today. Again, Victor, thank you for all your work, brother, and for your time.
Of course, man. What an honor.
So remind us again. I just want to make sure everybody understands. Well, let's all start throwing up on our social media. Hashtag Neo Now. So explain that so we know exactly what that means.
Yes. Neo stands for a non-combative evacuation operation. It's what the military is trained to do. To go in a time of just like this and recover and get and rescue all Americans or people out of a certain situation. It's something that can be done and executed immediately. And the gates would open, convoys would roll out, helicopters would go over the walls there at the airport in Kabul and Camp Sullivan and start picking up American citizens, which there are thousands stranded, afraid, knowing that the date the Taliban has set is coming up, and also, what is the Taliban going to do? There are people already being shot, killed. I can say from with great clarity on a mission that was just accomplished in a covert way, one of our team members watch the Taliban shoot two people in front of them outside of the wire. And I'm telling you, it's getting worse. They're getting more emboldened.
Yeah.
And all what your listeners can do, there's two things that I really recommend. And we're going to think most of them are Christians and people of faith, so pray. It's not cliche. It actually saves lives. It pushes Amen. Back the forces of darkness.
That's right.
We've seen it on missions that we do where it's just like, there's no way this is going to happen, and yet God makes a way. So pray, very specific and passionate. Whenever God even wakes you up at night, because remember the time changed different.
Yeah.
That's if you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't sleep at 3 or 2. Maybe God's prompting you. Just say a prayer for Victor Mark's team, the Afghans, the military, other organizations, the coalition of SaveOurAllies.org that's over there that I'm part of. Now, I'll say this. If people really rise up with great force, even with a small percentage of the effort that Black Lives Matter did, should be able to force the president to do the right thing. But apathy and passivity that has creeped into the church makes some Christians go, well, you know, God's just sovereign and he's going to do whatever he wants. Well, listen, I pray and I prayed like, Lord, everything I'm doing right now depends on you. For instance, getting a girl out of Mosul or a kid or people or whatever. ISIS is shooting. And I said, Lord, please make a way, as in everything. But guess what? The second part of that was, okay, I've got to get in my armored vehicle. I got to get my kid on. And us as missionary, high rescue humanitarians, got to go in and execute. And you'd be surprised on what action does and how it actually is a vehicle for God to fulfill his plan. So all I'm asking is people be aggressive. Be aggressive with this NEO by contacting your congressmen, your senators, the governor of your state, putting it on social media. Just type in online, hashtag NEONOW, and look at what's going on Instagram and Facebook. A lot of people are jumping into it in a big way, and I'm just telling you, this is the pressure, the positive pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
That if everybody knows this can be done, it's what needs to happen.
Because we're not hearing a bunch of news stories. We're talking to Victor Marks, All Things Possible. By the way, I just put the link up as well to SaveOurAllies.org. SaveOurAllies.org, working on the same thing. You're welcome. And it's really, we're not hearing a bunch of stories about what's happened. The French are showing up the U.S. military. It's not because the U.S. military lacks the ability. It's because our commander-in-chief lacks the ability. And this is State Department versus Department of Defense. But I'm not hearing stories, Victor, of British missions and French missions going out to get their own people. And by the way, I just saw a Daily Wire story where there was a Washington Post reporter rescued by the British troops as opposed to our own troops. I don't hear stories of the Taliban ripping up these people as they go out, because what's going to happen if a qualified American force is flying out into Kabul and the surrounding areas to go pick people up? What's the Taliban going to do?
Nothing, because they know if they even fire upon one of us, they're going to get smoked.
Yeah.
We have the capability, the professionalism, everything. They know, just let Americans go so we can have our country back. But every hour and every day that passes that the president will not execute this NEO, it's you're guaranteed that lives are going to be lost, and the Taliban is going to grow stronger and emboldened to where, as bad as it is now, it's going to get worse very soon.
Yeah, it's going to get worse very, very soon, especially for women and children, which is just so heartbreaking and really at the center of so many things Victor and his bride and their team have been doing for years. Victor, we've got a couple minutes left. Let's be aggressive in prayer. Would you lead us in prayer for Afghanistan and these efforts? We got about 2 minutes left.
Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we petition your throne. We know that you love these people. Your word itself declares in the holy text that you so love this world, you gave your only begotten son, and Afghanistan is of that. Lord, I pray that you would move on the hearts of your people to be emboldened and empowered to do, Lord, to put faith in action by pressing, Lord, by not being passive, but rather pressing those in political positions to understand the importance of this non-combative evacuation operation, God. I pray that they would understand that it is the only solution for widespread safety and recovering of American citizens and our allies, our Afghan allies that have put their life on the line to fight evil. Lord, I also pray, God, that you would move on President Biden's heart, Lord, and his mind. I don't get it. We don't understand the lack of leadership and the approaches of people that surround him. But, God, I pray that you would move on him in this last hour to do the right thing, to adjust his course of action, to take wise counsel, and to execute a plan that will work by trained military men and women who are clamoring, who are anxious to do this and to get it done. And finally, Lord, I want to pray for the Christians, those Muslims who turned to faith in you while America was there, and now we're leaving them. Lord, my heart breaks because I know what they're going to go through, and it's going to be a complete slaughter and persecution. They're already now trying to stop Christians who are in Afghanistan from buying food and water. Lord, please, I ask now for our organization and our insight, Lord, make a way for us to provide, Lord, even just food, water, and medical for the Christians.
Yes, Lord.
May we not forget them. Once this new cycle is over, may we remember they're still there. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my brother, Victor. Thank you. God bless you for your work. We'll continue to pay attention. I'll reach out to you again. Just let me know anytime you want to come back on and give an update. We'll be happy to do it.
Thanks, Steve. God bless you and all your listeners. Thanks.
You too, pal. We'll talk to you again soon. That was Victor Marks, victormarks.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. The Steve Noble Show. Appreciate our friend Victor Marks, and he mentioned they just got eight people out of there, and they're just going around. They're going around the U.S. State Department. That's what he's talking about. Now, just start sharing this, and I'll remind you again, hashtag NEONOW. That's NEONOW. I put it up on Facebook Live. Hashtag NEONOW. That's trying to put pressure on, right now, the State Department's in charge of this cluster. And it needs to go back to the Department of Defense. That's what Victor's talking about. The other guy I was getting intelligence from earlier today was saying, yep, I totally agree with that. It's got to go from the State Department back to the Department of Defense. So the thing that Victor's doing, hashtag NEO now, is what needs to happen. So that's non-combative evacuation operation. And remember what Victor said. Now, Victor's dealt with ISIS and Al-Qaeda personally. Okay, when I say personally, like on the streets of Fallujah, on the streets of Mosul, rescuing widows and children under fire. And I have a friend that was with him. And so these are people that are in the stuff, okay? So it's not like it's some Twitter fool tweeting away from his mom's basement or whatever. It's not some media person that's highly educated and little experience. These are people that have been on the ground in the Middle East in the name of Jesus, rescuing widows and children, and then feeding and educating. And they've led ISIS fighters to Christ that they had captured. So they've had people they were working with die right in front of them. These are people like our military folks that have been in the mess. They've seen it. And these are the people that I reach out to when this stuff happens. So I'm like, okay, tell me what's actually happening. Because I'm not getting it from Jen Psaki. I'm not getting it from Biden, obviously. I'm not getting it from the mainstream media. And there's only so much anybody else can know. And I'm Ben Shapiro. People like that, I'm sure, have good intel, and they have good sources. But I'm looking. I go to sources who are full of the Holy Spirit. Okay, that makes a big difference. So that's what's going on. Non-combative evacuation operation. And did you hear what Victor said? If we start going flying, there are British and French. Do you hear the joke? The French joke? You remember this? You ever hear this joke about the French rifle on eBay? Dropped once, never fired. You ever heard that joke? So the French, who don't exactly have a history of being this military power, French helicopters and British helicopters are flying over the wire out of the Kabul airbase to go get their people. And this was a story in the Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro's website. Washington Post reporter rescued by British troops. A Washington Post reporter described how British troops helped her and her friends escape Afghanistan, adding to further criticism of the Biden administration. No kidding. Quote, Susanna George told of how she and the paper's Afghan staff were able to latch on to a separate evacuation led by UK troops after spotting them and asking for help to flee. That saw them hurriedly travel along a road to Kabul's Hamid Karzai Airport in armored cars driven by private security guards. Those roads were being guarded from Taliban interference by UK service personnel before making it to the security gate of the airport itself, which was manned by American troops, the report continued. George did not offer further comment on the troops who had helped save her, but the UK's elite special air service, SAS, have been drafted in to rescue Britons trapped in the war-torn country. According to George, security around Kabul Airport was crumbling, and, quote, her Afghan co-worker Tassal and his young daughter were beaten by Taliban fighters as they waited on the civilian side of the airport for a flight that never arrived. This account contradicts the Biden administration's rhetoric on the danger posed by the Taliban during the evacuation. No kidding. Speaking on the subject of Americans attempting to reach the airport safely, President Biden said, we have no indication that they haven't been able to get in Kabul through to the airport. We've made an agreement with the Taliban, he continued. He said this on Friday. Thus far, they've allowed them to get through. Really? That's funny. I'm laughing. Okay, if you're just listening on the radio and you have access to Facebook, go to the Steve Noble Show page right now. Go to the Steve, because we're doing Facebook Live. Put the graphic back up, please, of Kabul. So I got this sent to me earlier today from somebody in the know. And I've been talking to my friends on Facebook Live, for those of you on the radio. I have a graphic. It's an interactive map. And every Taliban checkpoint in Kabul is on this map. And there's probably, I don't know, 50 of them. And around the airport itself, there's like 17 or 18. So imagine trying to go from south of the city, then the city's covered with blue dots. Those are Taliban checkpoints. And they got to get up to the north of the city. I'm assuming it's north, south, east, west. And then it's mayhem around the perimeter of the airport. And how are you going to get in the gate? How are you going to prove who you are? Who's helping you? And Joe Biden, they're like, yeah, they just need to get to the airport. You know, it's like going to RDU. Hey, Steve, you want to get to Washington, D.C.? Yes, sir. Just get to the airport. You know, you got an airport there in RDU. It's like, what, 13 minutes from your front door? Yes, sir. Okay, just, you know, Uber. It's unbelievable. Okay, you can take that down. Thank you. And then the State Department says, don't try to get to the airport. But who's out there flying helicopters over the line to go get people, including, in this case, a Washington Post reporter? It's not the U.S. military. And that's what Victor Marx was saying. The U.S. military is perfectly capable of doing this. Right now, it's in the hands of the State Department. Stupid. Move it to the Department of Defense because they know how to do these. A NEO, N-E-O, non-combative evacuation operation. That's why Victor's challenging all of us, besides praying aggressively, hashtag NEO now, N-E-O-N-O-W, to begin to put pressure. And call Congress, call your congressperson, call your senators and say, hey, listen, this needs to be in the hands of the Department of Defense, not the State Department. That's just, hey, you're going to take 35 sixth graders to Washington, D.C. for a week. Who do you put in charge of them? The sixth graders? No, I would probably want to use the Department of Defense on that one. Hashtag NEO now. Now, look at this. This is crazy. So somebody leaked to the New York Post that treasure trove of stuff they got when they killed bin Laden there in Islamabad in Pakistan, and they got all that stuff. So a letter taken from the massive cache of documents retrieved by American Navy SEALs from Osama bin Laden's compound is leaked to the New York Post, and what it says might offer some insight into the Taliban's PR strategy as they reassume control of Afghanistan after 20 years. The letter reveals that Osama bin Laden thought so little of Biden's capabilities as a leader that he ordered al-Qaeda specifically not to target him for assassination, asking instead that the focus be on President Obama or General David Petraeus. The letter is dated May of 2010. In the letter, the mastermind wrote that he had no that there should be no assassination plots against Biden, because he deemed him totally unprepared to lead the United States. Instead, bin Laden urged his followers to be on the lookout for then-President Obama, as well as David Petraeus. And then this was leaked to the New York Post. Does that mean it's real? No, it does not. But Is it consistent with what we know about Osama bin Laden and the way he looked at America and power? Sure it is. The reason for concentrating on them is that Obama is the head of infidelity, and killing him automatically will make Biden take over the presidency for the remainder of the term, as is the norm over there, he wrote. Biden is totally unprepared for that post, which will lead the U.S. into a crisis. Osama bin Laden wrote that in 2010. As for Petraeus, he is the man of the house in this last year of the war, and killing him would alter the war's path. So they know, the Taliban, they know that they can mess with the U.S. president. He's somewhat senile. I think that's pretty obvious at this point. I'm not trying to be ugly or rude or mocking. I think that's just the deal. I think we all know that now. Let's be honest with each other. And like Victor said, I said, what would the Taliban do if all of a sudden we had heavily armed Americans going out into Kabul to get people? He said, nothing. Because they know if they started to open up on American troops, that we would respond with overwhelming force. The American troops would just go bonkers, right? And the Taliban can't beat them. We already know that. Especially in just kind of open combat situations like that. It's just unbelievable. And so, like Victor said, we need to pray, and I appreciate what he said, praying aggressively. We need to pray aggressively. So, like that, hey, oh, wow, you know, it's really wearing on me. Okay, when it wears on us, pray. When it wears on you, pray. When you're sitting there watching Netflix tonight, and you're like, oh, man, Afghanistan, just hit the pause button. We can afford to do that, can't we? For our brothers and sisters and people in Afghanistan, can't we do that? Hit the pause button and just pray. 10 seconds, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. But if we were all aggressive about that and aggressively praying, and then look for opportunities to engage. Like I said earlier, it's going to be very interesting. And Glenn Beck probably has a tiger by the tail here because he's raised $26 million since last Tuesday or Wednesday. Because their plan was, we're going to go into Kabul airport and we're going to charter full-size commercial passenger airliners, which is going to take $20 million to go get 5,000 people out of there. But he can't get 5,000 people to the airport. He can't fly helicopters out there to pick them up. So what's he going to do? And he has $26 million in the bank through the Nazarene Fund. So pray for them, too, that they can use that money for what it was intended for, which is to rescue Americans and our allies out of Afghanistan. So I'm going to hit the pause button there on Afghanistan. We're going to do a little catch up with our friend David Fisher, do a Money Market Money Monday update, and we'll take it from there. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. We'll continue to, I'll talk to as many people full of the Holy Spirit that are dealing with on-the-ground things going on in Afghanistan. And as I get that information, I will share that with you here on the show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, I do stuff on Facebook. I'm kind of redacting and editing as I go because I'm getting information, not all of which I can share. So I'm just trying to pay attention to the best of my ability and share that with you as best as I can. So just continue to tune in. You can grab the podcast. Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, you know, do they even still have that? Apple, Spotify, whatever. iHeartRadio, all those places. The podcast is there. So when you miss a day, because most, we don't live by live schedules anymore. Hey, the show's on from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern time. The answer to that is, so what? Because I can listen whenever and wherever I want. So get the podcast, or you can watch Facebook Live whenever you want as well at the Steve Noble Show, or just look at Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, and I'm going to be done saying my name, wherever you get your podcast. All right, our good friend David Fisher back for a Money Monday update. We hit the pause button on all that other stuff and reengage a subject that gets a lot of print in the Bible, both the Old and the New Testament, which is why it gets a regular appearance here on the show with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. David, how are you?
I'm doing good, and I like your name, so keep it. Don't change it. Be who God created you to be.
Amen. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well, we're the Holy Spirit really has us in sync lately, because it seems like every time I grab your email for what we're going to do on Money Monday update, and then we'll do, I think, a full Money Monday coming up in the next 2 weeks, it always has something to do with what I was just talking about. So today in 2 Corinthians, this is so timely. So just take us through this, David. I'll have a couple comments, and then we'll dive into the news of the day.
I'm going to read the scripture, just comment real shortly, and I want to hear what the master, you being not the master of all, but you who write commentaries on Bible verses, I want to hear your thoughts on this. 2 Corinthians 12, 9, my grace and 10, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. You know, there's some teaching out there that says, you know, if we have enough faith, you know, we won't have challenges and life on earth will be, you know, incredible and all this wealth comes to us and it's a prosperity message. Every book of the Bible that I read that talks about challenges, and I think it's practically in every book, and I don't think this scripture is any different. Yep. Life is full of challenges. Being a follower of Christ does involve hardship, even those who are the most faithful, if you want to have a faithful meter. Mm-hmm. And so, but in our weaknesses, Christ is made perfect, and he is sufficient for us in our weaknesses, so that we may say, and I can testify to this.
Yes,
I didn't get all better because of my faith or I had this incredible doctor, although I had an incredible one. I think it's due to the love of God and saying, we're not done with you yet. Sure. And I was weak. And in that, I was made strong.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's what we can do, and then there's only what God can do through us. And so you get to the end of yourself, and that's really David's story. King David is he's, you know, this exceptional young man. But all the amazing thing that's happened is happened because of what God chose to do in and through David. And so there's, if you don't ever get to the end of yourself, if you fight from being in a weak position, you pray for just smooth sailing all the time, you're never really going to tap into all the power and the sufficiency that is made available for you through the power of the Holy Spirit in your relationship with Jesus. So when he says his grace is sufficient, it is, meaning it's enough. You don't need anything else. And then, of course, so that Christ's power may rest on me. And so that's why Paul's sitting there going, listen, I never knew how powerful or how faithful God was until I really got into the deep weeds. And so my guest earlier today, David Victor Marks, just is working to get 8 people out of Afghanistan. I have another friend that's working with different groups trying to get people out of there. And they're weak. There's not much that they can do. But God is working through them, and his grace is certainly sufficient for them, and his power will be made perfect in their weakness, and they're helping people get out of Afghanistan. You have to acknowledge and embrace your weakness, knowing that God will fill that in, and that's an experience that you're not going to get otherwise. So we run around trying to make sure everything stays good, and you're missing out on the real power of God. Not that you train wreck your own life in order to experience it, but don't run from it either. Because there's a special relationship and a special power waiting there for you if you're weak. That's such a good word. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you, my brother.
So you're welcome, and thanks for bringing that up. Okay, so the U.S. budget deficit is looking like it's controlled by the Taliban. It's just exploding. Taxes are going nutty. Gold and silver is an interesting situation right now. So what are some news reports that have come out since last week's show? What do we need to be paying attention to?
So we'll get into more of this when we have an in-depth show, an hour long. But last week, talk about bad reporting. Now, the CPI number came in, which is the Consumer Price Index, which tells us what inflation is. Came in red hot at 5.4%. Lots of people commented, said it's going to go higher. So another strategist, Todd Horowitz, with the chief market strategist, Bubba Trading, said it's prepare for hyperinflation. He said interest rates should be with 5.4%, CPI should be around 4 or 5%, which the CPI and interest rates, just about any environment we've been in, have pretty much been identical. So the Fed is way underbalanced on this. Another report, though, came out. The budget deficit came out and rose. I want to say rose. It ballooned 73% in 1 month.
Oh,
it's been June of this year, January to June. $2 trillion of a budget deficit. We added July, $302 billion more overspending than we normally did. So And this is on the coattails of massive amounts of tax revenue coming in, because that's the season that when most taxes are being paid. So this is going to cause gold and silver to shine more in the environment. And as of all this that came out last week, late last week, the Dow closed as a losing week, and traders were concerned about the rise of the Delta variant, inflation, and also the Fed tapering.
Yeah, and so we've got, obviously, this enormous amount of debt, a huge shortfall, so they're just continuing to fund all this debt. But who's buying it? Like they're selling because they got to fund this debt, but who's buying it? Who's buying the debt?
Yeah, so keep in mind, inflation is at 5.4%. The debt is a 10-year treasury mostly issued, and that's at 1.25% in the yield what they're paying on it. So you have a guaranteed loss. So most people are not going to say, I want to buy that. So Japan, our largest foreign creditor, they tapered. They sold their debt. They didn't show up buying it. China, the second largest, dumped treasuries for the fourth straight month in a row, and they didn't buy any. This is kind of an interesting fact. U.S. pensions, money market funds, U.S. insurance company, U.S. entities, U.S.-based individuals, all these U.S. entities reduced their holdings in treasuries. Mm. Of course, we know who bought. The Fed has been the number one buyer.
Right.
But outside of that, we saw a small amount, U.S. commercial banks buying treasuries. Mm. And here's a shocking fact. The U.S. government pension fund for military personnel and federal civilian employees bought massive amounts of treasuries. So did the Social Security Trust Fund that's upside down and bankrupt, and other federal government funds increased their holdings. So, I hate to say it this way, but we're eating our young, we're burning our bridges, and we're creating a big problem for ourselves financially when foreigners don't want to buy our debt.
So don't they have to kind of go ballistic when it comes to raising taxes? I mean, the whole thing is so ridiculous. I say this almost every week. I'm just like, okay, I took out a bunch of credit cards. Oh, yeah. Well, who's funding those? Oh, I am. So you're running up the debt, and then you're buying the debt. Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, cool. So sign me up. So raise taxes. Don't they have to?
They're going to. Biden campaign, he says no taxes on small businesses. They won't go up. And this week, it's going to go to the vote. And Nancy Pelosi is going to probably pass this bill. They're going to raise taxes in three areas. The marginal top marginal income tax rate is going to go to 39.6% if they pass this thing. The corporate income tax is going to raise from 21% to 28%. And Biden's proposal is eliminating the what you call the step-up basis, a second death tax on small businesses, which represents 99% of businesses are going to be affected. 1.9 million businesses. You cannot no longer, if this gets passed, you can't pass down your business to your son or daughter or an heir with no tax liability on them anymore. So it's just insane. And this is coming on the coattails of Nancy Pelosi wants to give their staff a 15% raise. And they already got 8.1% year-over-year raises. Now they want to add another 15% on top of that. So it's getting my blood boiled. Sorry.
This is like walking into an insane asylum, and there's a guy standing there with his hand halfway in his shirt claiming to be a Napoleon Bonaparte, and you get in an argument with him that he's not Napoleon. That's what it's like to deal with these people, because they're insane. I mean, it's just crazy. So what's gold and silver doing, and how do we find out more about that?
Elon Musk in a 10K filing report says he's buying gold. World largest sovereign wealth fund says get ready for a massive inflation. Credit Suisse says buy gold. Call our company and learn about buying gold. And we'll help you out with that at 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com.
David, always great to hear from you. Praise the Lord for that scripture. We always start the right way, and we appreciate you, buddy. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, pal. See ya. Have a great week. And this Hey, Steve, what are you talking about tomorrow? I don't know. The world could go in the opposite direction tomorrow. We'll deal with that when we get to it. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.